The scripture reading today comes from Psalm 63. Psalm 63, we'll read the first 8 verses. God, my God, it's you. I search for you. My whole being thirsts for you. My body desires you in a dry and tired land. No water anywhere. Yes, I've seen you in the sanctuary. I've seen your power and glory. My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. I am fully satisfied as with a rich dinner. My mouth speaks praise with joy on my lips. Whenever I ponder you on my bed, whenever I meditate on you in the middle of the night, because you've been a help to me and I shout out for joy in the protection of your wings. My whole being clings to you. Your strong hand upholds me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Did you hear about the guy who is considered to be the world's best salesperson? I mean, this guy could sell feather pillows to a bird. This guy could sell screen doors to a submarine captain. I found out this week that I'm not that guy. It happened during a daily live stream on Windows into St. Luke's. In case you haven't gotten back into the routine of watching the daily live streams after my vacation break, here's what happened. On Tuesday morning this week, I decided to celebrate summer. Well, I began by reminiscing about childhood memories and how so many of our childhood memories are set in the season of summer, the season of the child, a season when a kid can be a kid, free from the confines of classroom and constraints of schedules, a season to celebrate freshness of summertime, from fresh produce to lush green grass, trees, and birdsong filling the air, a season which calls the child in all of us to come out and play, to connect with and to celebrate summer. Well, even before starting my sales pitch for summer, I knew it was going to be a tough sell. I mean, I was live streaming from the sanctuary where the AC is out on a morning when the forecast called for 92 degrees with 61% humidity and a heat index of 97 degrees. Knowing my appeal was likely falling short, I turned to the words of Edward Hayes, who wondered if there are seasons in heaven, for a product endorsement of summer. Hayes writes, "But I wonder, are there seasons in heaven just as there are on earth? Or has God chosen one of earth's four seasons as God's favorite, one unending, changeless season of bliss for those who love God? If so," Hayes says, "I bet God selected summer with its picnics and leisurely pace, with its fun and play and wholehearted zest. I'd lay odds that God set apart summer, the season of vacations, children's favorite free time, when both young and old drink in the enjoyment of life, to be the work-free environment of God's heavenly paradise." Well, I wondered how many were buying into my idea of celebrating summer. Maybe if I could promise delivery in 6 months, in the middle of winter, I would have had some takers. But not in the middle of dog days of summer in the Midwest. The dog days of summer, named for the rising of Sirius, the dog star, are the hottest, most sultry days of summer when energy is stifled and you're left feeling downright lazy. Every year about this time, we tend to have a dampened spirit and even less motivation. We struggle to pull ourselves toward anything that looks like productivity. In these days, we all tend to become a little more dog-like. never moving when we can lie down in a cool place. And if we must move about, we do it with our tongue hanging out and panting. Dog days of summer is a term that has taken on new connotations, being adopted in various arenas. For instance, in business, where July is typically one of the quietest months of the year for stock trading, the term has come to be used to describe sluggish movement and inactivity in business. You may hear a reference to the dog days of summer in the market. I wonder if our spiritual lives have become susceptible to the dog days of summer. Is there a lag in activity or general doldrums in our worship, in our spiritual lives? How do we find motivation to push through the sluggish, lazy dog days of summer as the church? Turning to an analogy from baseball, summer's favorite pastime, I realized, that I had struck out at the plate, and Edward Hayes may have swung a bit early and pulled the ball flying out to deep left field. The last hope was that the psalmist was on deck. Today's psalm, a dog day's psalm, it was composed by David when he found himself in the heat of the Judean desert, and there is no wonder that this song is still among David's greatest hits. David feels our pain, and his song puts it into words. His song is a beckoning call to stay hydrated when we find ourselves in dry and weary desert places, places like the dog days of summer. We need to hear this psalm. It might best be heard from the translation of Eugene Peterson in The Message. It goes like this: God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So here I am, in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and your glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. Is David delusional? Is he hallucinating from being in the blazing heat of the desert sun? Or has the barren desert stripped him so bare of life's basic sustenance that he sees his needs more clearly? He seems to be saying that what he thirsts for is God, not water. That his spiritual thirst is his most pressing need at the moment, surpassing even his physical need for water. He says that where there is no water anywhere, no source of refreshment or renewal, his oasis is found in the place of worship. Whether it is the long dog days of summer that has our souls thirsting, or traveling across our own dry and weary desert in any season, David says the best bet for staying hydrated is finding a place of worship. Where might that be? Any place that you can encounter the power and the glory of God. David says it's any place you can open your eyes and see God's protection and provision that has and is sustaining you through the dry and weary desert or the long sleepless nights. Any place that God's strong hand upholds you. These places of worship, oases in dry and weary places, can be anywhere. Places of forgiveness. Places of protection or deliverance from struggle. Places of healing and encouragement. Places of comfort and hope. Places of community and connection. Places where you know and make known God's faithful love. Places of praise. Praise that splash like a fountain from your lips in places where there had been no water anywhere. Ah, splashing fountains of water. That image is easy to conjure up in the dog days of summer. Even the thought of it seems to be refreshing. A cool splashing fountain doesn't only sustain life through heat, it gives joy. What's in your water bottle? How do you stay hydrated? Where do you turn when there's no water anywhere? How do you find sustenance in your dry and weary desert place? How long has it been since praise of God splashed like a fountain from your lips? Is there a way to find refreshing and replenishing joy even during the dog days of summer? Well, maybe summer is just what we need. Maybe summer is a prime opportunity to open our eyes to the presence of God. Maybe we can best see God and hear God as nature and all creation run wild. Maybe summer is calling our souls to do the same thing, if we would just stop our whining and complaining about the heat, awaken from our afternoon nap, and rub the sleep from our eyes and listen for the song of summer's breeze, a song of praise splashing like a fountain from our lips. You see, summer is not to be endured, but to be embraced. It's not the place of God's abandonment, but rather the very place of God's shrine. It's not our demise, but our deliverance. John is looking at me, and I can tell that maybe I've struck out again during the National Weather Service extreme heat warning. Maybe I've struck out again in trying to sell you on the sanctity of summer. But maybe, just maybe, there is something about what Edward Hayes says that resonates with the child in you. Fortunate are those children who play today under the great yellow face of our giant day star, the sun, free to jump through sprinkler sprays or ride their bikes in the free flight of real air-conditioned coolness. Corporate giants in their stainless steel skyscrapers dream of their treehouse days when every kid was truly a millionaire. Oh, Liberator God, lead us this day into the glorious freedom of which the spirit of summer sings. Together, let us sing a dog days of summer away with the psalmist who sang, "Our lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. So we will lift our hands in your name." Amen.